What's up, y'all? It's your girl Kenelia back for another episode of Black News, a podcast where we break down current events, hot topics, and local stories involving Black people. Now let's get into it. It looks like we have a new Black tennis queen, y'all. We got a new queen, Venus and Serena. Well, Venus still playing. Like, hold up. In the words of the late great Pimp C, hold up. Venus is still playing. Venus Williams, she kicked the door in before Serena. I know we keep talking about Serena, and Serena is fantastic, both of them. But Venus was the first one. Don't sleep. The first set of loud ass clickety clack braids on the tennis court that we saw on television was from Venus. Venus still playing. However, we got another Black queen of tennis, Coco Gauff. Miss Coco Gauff, 19 years old, Black woman. Won the U.S. Open this past weekend. She defeated, and I don't know how to pronounce this lady's name, okay? But it's, I think, I'm going to try. Aria Sabalenka, okay? Coco beat her. Was beating the brakes off her, too. The girl was frustrated. She had a massage therapist on the sidelines. Like, the girl was, she was getting whooped. Coco, but congrats to Coco. This is a Coco appreciation segment. Shout out to her. Again, 19 years old. And we've seen this within professional tennis, especially on the women's side, they be young. And I was doing some research about Coco's history. She went overseas to be a part of like a famed tennis camp or tennis school. Her parents quit their jobs in order to help her achieve this goal of being this tennis star. So she put the work in. And y'all know, I don't know who said this, but it is a true statement. The smaller the ball, the more expensive the sport. Tennis is a very expensive sport. So to be able to do all of that and put all of that work in and to arrive here, the payoff is real. So congratulations to Coco. I'm excited to see what's going to happen next because, as you know, we assume she's only going to just keep getting better and better and better. And the competition is becoming more diverse. I think there were like four Black people within the semifinal rounds this year of the U.S. Open, which is great because, listen, you know, we're going to root for everybody Black. Okay, I'm excited. Naomi Osaka just had her baby, so she's on the path to getting back into getting her fighting weight together, and she's gonna be back on the tennis court as well. So it's about to get gooder than a mug. Okay, I'm excited. Coco is also, I will say, because of her age and demographic and her generation, Coco was on TikTok posting like right after she won the trophy. So this is a new thing. We wouldn't see this press conferences of old. We would get the press conference. That's it. They will go home, ice up, go to practice the next day. No, Coco had the trophy. She had the cup. She got on TikTok, logged in, was dancing around with it, and hit post. So I'm loving the behind the scenes footage. And I'm loving the generational interaction because it's showing what current tennis stars are doing and will be doing and what they're capable of. So shout out to Coco. A funny thing that was also went viral is afterwards people were on Instagram Live or TikTok Live, one of the lives, asking her what she was going to do with her money that she won. I think she won $3 million. Oof. They were saying, are you going to pay down some debt? And she was laughing, saying, my parents didn't put me in a position to have no debt. I live at home. I don't know. And she was calling debt debt. I don't have any debt. I don't depth. What's that? She was pronouncing the full word. So that was just funny that people were laughing and joking about. But overall, shout out to Coco. Big ups to her. Did you all watch the match? I didn't watch. I missed it. I was out. I was doing my grocery shopping. Okay. So I did not get to see it. But what did you all think when you watched? Or did you watch? Or are you like me? Will you be watching moving forward? hit me up and let me know your thoughts. You can find me at social media, or you can find me on social media rather, at Kanelia. Apparently that video of Kamala Harris, or Vice President Kamala Harris, let me make sure I get it right, okay? I show respect. That video of Vice President Kamala Harris dancing at her residence in Washington, D.C. at that hip-hop block party got people triggered. It got folks triggered. Y'all triggered. And why not say y'all? I'm not including me because I was not triggered. Okay? Check your traumas. You triggered. In case you missed it. Vice President Kamala Harris held a block party celebrating 50 years of hip-hop at the vice president's residence in Washington, D.C. It was on the yard of her home. She had a cute little pink pantsuit on. The first gentleman, Doug, was up in that thing. She had rapping on the lawn of the vice president's residence. Jeezy, Lil Wayne, Common, Too Short did blow the whistle. Okay, you know he had to do it because Kamala Harris, she from the Bay Area, so he had to blow the whistle. Wale, there were some other people, Dougie Fresh, that I may be missing. DJ by D Nice. Seemed like a good old time. Wish I was in the number. Okay, this is events like that are one of the reasons why I strive for a certain type of success. I don't necessarily want to be famous. I just want to be known enough to be in the number. To go to block parties at the house, them Christmas parties at the White House that they be having. Not your boy Trump, because didn't nobody want to go to those. And it was probably going to be eating McDonald's, and I don't be eating McDonald's. Y'all know when President Obama used to have the parties at the White House. I also want to get popular enough to be able to go on the television show Finding Your Roots, because that's one of my favorite TV shows and they only accept famous people. So those are the goals. But the point is, folks are triggered by anything that Kamala Harris does. And I want us to get emotionally prepared for what's to come in regards to her, because the election season is right around the corner. So a few things. One, I'm happy they did that party. Hip hop, I'm a child of hip hop. I love me some rap music. New rap, I be trying to stay current, but I don't really be listening to it. But if you talk about the music that was a part of my life since being a child, it is definitely hip hop. Yes, R&B as well. Old school, because I had an old school dad who play all the old music, Temptations, James Brown, all of that. But I've been listening to rap music since rap music. I'm talking about give somebody $10 to go to the music store to buy me the Tupac or the Biggie album because I was too young to buy it myself. Okay. So I appreciate hip hop being celebrated and being acknowledged for the groundbreaking culture shifting genre that it is. Because when you think about popular culture in America and in the world, Black culture is popular culture, and a majority of Black culture, especially at this point, is within the 90s and the early 2000s, was shaped by rap music. Period. Hard stop. But Kamala Harris was dancing the vibrant thing. It was playing. She had a little auntie hip movements, and she was pointing at people. You know when your old auntie be dancing, she point at you while she rapping the song, throw her hand in the air and do that little auntie wave. That's how I was looking at the Beyonce concert when she was doing Beyonce singing. That's how I was doing that. Go to look at the Kamala Harris video. That's me, live footage of me at Renaissance. But as mentioned, I want us to get prepared. So back to the couple of things. Joe Biden is the president of the United States. We know that. Joe Biden is also the party's nominee for re-election. There's some other people's names that have been thrown into the mix. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, is one of them. I fools with Gavin. Now, I'm going to tell you one thing. I F's with Gavin Newsom. If he run at any point, hey, I might be on the phone bank. Okay. I fool with Gavin Newsom. But Joe Biden is the candidate. Kamala Harris is the vice president. There is no secret that Joe Biden's age has been a concern for a lot of people. He is not the Joe Biden that was elected when President Obama first won. That crime bill Joe, who was young and fussing at everybody and cussing behind the scenes, the malarkey Joe Biden, he's gone. But I'm going to be the first one to say, and I'm probably not the first and I ain't going to be the last. I don't care how old Joe Biden is. He can be on a stretcher. They could be wheeling Joe Biden in on a wheelchair. I'm going to vote for Joe Biden because I understand that in order to maintain a certain level of democracy that we have, and in order to, while we can't stop some of the things that are happening in regards to book banning and them trying to attack Black history and critical race theory and affirmative action and this movement to stop any diversity in this country, I know what has to happen and who we have to keep in office. So I don't care how old Joe Biden is. I care if he's been effective. And so far he has, because that man been working. Okay. That man been working. But because of those things and those factors, Kamala Harris has taken a step forward in regards to being in the public eye, getting the messaging out, speaking, being visibly seen in regards to showing a presence and a face of the White House and the party, because Joe can't be doing all that. Okay. So I want us to start wrapping our minds around and getting comfortable with that, because for whatever reason, and it's due to misinformation and people not really researching and having feelings about certain people, i.e. Black women, a lot of people decided that they don't like Kamala Harris. You got to get over it. Because if something do happen to Joe Biden, Kamala Harris will be the president. And y'all need to get off your ass and vote for her anyway or support her. But real quick, let me say this. A lot of people, you know, when it comes to Kamala Harris, people, she was a cop, she was a Rossi, she was a cop, what, she was a cop. So was your auntie. Your cousin was on the force. And a beat cop too. Kamala Harris may have been a prosecutor or a DA, whatever office she held while she was in the Bay Area. Your auntie was a beat cop. She on the street with the harassment. You mad at your uncle because he was a cop? Let's end this, because there are Black people that are cops. Like, let's stop the narrative with this. I get what people are trying to say, but let's stop it. Also, she is an AKA that crossed that Alpha chapter, went to Howard in the 80s. Like, y'all. And this was when you could pledge above ground. Let's put this in perspective. She was Alpha chapter AKA back when you could just haze on the yard. You could get your ass beat on the yard in the 80s. And people would just be like, well, that's a part of the process. So to me, that alone tells me a bit about Blackness within, or how Kamala Harris views Blackness. Had her dang line sisters at the VP residence. Like, come on, stop this. And I'm just, again, throwing all of these out there to get people comfortable in accepting of the fact that we're going to have to support this woman because Joe Biden ain't the Joe Biden that we remember. Which, again, I'm totally fine with. I don't care if Joe Biden was like, if they had to lay him down and dispatch the press briefing room into a hospital bed. I'm still casting my vote for that man if he's the nominee, which he is. But the strategy seems to be this. Put Kamala Harris in situations where she is now being the one being interviewed and talking about policy for the White House. Put Kamala Harris on the road and have her do, which in my opinion, what I thought they should have had her and allowed her to do from the beginning. But I understand that, because vice president got to play position. And a lot of times the president don't want the VP outshining them doing stuff. Put her on the road, have her do speaking engagements. She's going to doing a college tour in the next maybe week or so, stopping at Hampton University, speaking to students and getting young people, Gen Z, involved in the process and excited about the upcoming election. She is posting more. They got her doing more stuff on Instagram. She is being more visible with foreign leaders. They have her and constantly talking about some of the things that they've accomplished some of the things that she was directly responsible for. Yes, to add some fuel to the fire for the Democratic Party and the accomplishments, but also to set her accomplishments up in case Joe Biden does go down and we have to have a reason to back and support her. That's just what I'm thinking. I think they're trying to set it up in two ways. Also, I think they're doing this in order to prepare for debate season, because once the Republican nominee is set, they will pick their vice president. There are historically debates. The vice president debates the other vice president candidate. The president debates the other president candidate. I hope what they're planning to do is, if Trump is the nominee, they say that Joe Biden refuses to debate Donald Trump because he lies and he spreads propaganda. So we will not allow ourselves to held hostage by his lies and ridiculousness. But Kamala Harris can debate the VP because we don't know the new candidate. Again, that's what I feel like, that's what they're setting it up. And I hope that's how they're setting it up, because to me, sounds like a fantastic strategy. But again, they're also doing this because Joe Biden can't campaign. He can't campaign. That man ain't about to be getting on the road, going to Iowa, doing a caucus and doing a, he can't do that anymore. So they have to be strategic and they have to deploy their, the assets that they have. And in this case, it is a young, spry, smart, accomplished Black woman who has a pulse on different demographics, backing and support by people of different demographics, and can energize a different type of candidate based on who she is to those different people. Because you got women, you got Black women, you got Black people, you got Southeast Asian, you got Southeast Asian men and women, you got people of other backgrounds, you got the educated, you got the strong women, you got the career women, you got the young youth modern women, and you got the young men who are in support of those types of accomplishments and people. Now, a lot of people also have been saying,
What has she been doing? She hasn't been doing anything. I haven't seen her until now when she's dancing. Why is the only time I see her when she's dancing? Why would she even dance to hip-hop? It doesn't even make sense.
Kamala Harris was in college in the 1980s. Of course she's dancing to hip-hop. I will say to that last statement that I just made in the mocking male voice, if you follow the vice president on social media, you would have been seeing everything that she's accomplished and has been doing. The only way you have not been privy to anything that the vice president has been doing is if you, one, don't follow her, and two, follow only hood rat news platforms where you get consume all of your information. I'm not going to take that comment back. If you only follow hood rat news, you ain't gonna have no decent updates, because you're only getting things that are tailored to viral and salacious moments regarding Black people. You're not gonna get the updates that Kamala Harris has put more money and exposure around and behind HBCUs than anybody else. You're not going to hear that she has this huge push and a priority focus on Black women and our maternal health and the mortality rates of us when it comes to childbirth. You wouldn't hear about that because you only follow non-news publications and gossip sites. You wouldn't hear that she has an emphasis on small businesses and has been implementing and instrumental in making sure that small businesses get the resources and the finances that they need to be successful in this country. Like, there's certain things you wouldn't know about if you don't follow those publications. So that would empower us as we prepare for another exhausting election season. Follow the platforms that you need to follow. Follow the people that you need to follow, so that when people start to have these conversations, you can be in the know and we can have educated discussions about what's really happening based on facts instead of emotion and how we feel. So with that said, this is what I'm going to do, because I've been really sitting around and trying to figure out, how am I going to get through this? Because last year I had blocked and hid and muted so many people. Because if you sound crazy, I can't. But what am I going to do instead of fussing? This is what I'm going to do. One, I am going to continue to encourage and empower people to seek out information, accurate and truthful information. When there are like people saying certain things and making comments that aren't true, I will try my best to share information that I have researched and know that is in fact correct. Maybe sharing links, book recommendations, news articles, and so on. I am going to this year also, well, not this year per se, but this election cycle, I'm going to volunteer and put my time and effort where it should be. One thing I regret when President Obama was running is I did not join the Obama coalition as far as volunteering. I really regret not doing that just because that was a piece of history that we never will get back. And I would have loved to be able to say that I did my part in getting him elected. I don't regret many things, but that's one thing that I wish I would have done. And I won't even call it regret. I just wish I would have made a different choice. But this time, because I realize what is at stake and I see how the country is on the brink of drastic change in either direction, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, and I'm going to volunteer my time in other capacities. So I will suggest and hope that other people are doing the same, whether that's phone banking, hanging up flyers, door knocking, whatever. Well, I probably won't be door knocking because people be crazy, but you get what I'm saying. What else I'm going to do? I was about to say I was going to allow and give people grace for things that they don't know, but I'm not going to do that. I ain't giving nobody no grace. If you don't know something, you don't know something, get out of the way. Like, I don't have it, y'all. Get out of the way. If you don't know it, you got access to the whole internet, books, library card. We talked about that before. If you don't know this information by now, move. Beat it. Scram. Kick rocks. Okay? No take back seats. I just don't have it in me. The next thing I will do, and I'm going to try my best, I'm going to try not to be fussing on Black News Podcast every single week, because I feel like for the last 2 months, I've either been fussing about how much I love Beyonce, the frustration of getting ready for that concert, people being ashy on the internet in regards to Black women, somebody baby daddy, or politics. I've been fussing, and I'm going to try my best not to do that anymore, unless it's warranted. With that said, what is your outlook on this upcoming election season, especially as it pertains to Vice President Kamala Harris? Because I feel like for Black people and Black women in particular, this is about to be a very interesting and wild ride in all of the things surrounding her and us as a collective. And again, that collective is Black women. So what do you all think about the upcoming election? What are your hopes for this this next year? What are some things that you're planning to do to contribute to the process? Hit me up. I'm really interested in hearing your thoughts and perspective about this. You can find me at Kanelia on social media. On this week's episode of Black News, we talked about the new princess of tennis, Coco Gauff, and her win at the U.S. Open this past week. And we also talked about Vice President Kamala Harris, all of the social media engagement and clicks that she's been getting, and possible strategy for the upcoming 2024 presidential and vice presidential election. Let me know your thoughts about all of these topics, some or none, and I'll check back in with you guys next time. That's it for this week's episode of Black News, y'all. Thanks again. Thank you. And thank you again so much for sticking with us, supporting the podcast, liking and subscribing on all apps where podcasts can be heard, rating 5 stars and leaving a comment. It helps more than you know. So I really, really appreciate it. And keep sharing Black News with all of your friends and family. Be sure to hit me up on social media if you got ideas for topics. Or just hit me up in general to let me know you've been listening. Let me know your thoughts. I'm at Kanelia on all platforms across the board. That's at Kanelia, like Kenny and Ophelia. Also, check my website. I got some shows coming up in Los Angeles County. Hopefully get on the road soon. But for now, if you're in the LA area, hit me up. Check Kenelia.com for show dates and details. And as always, thanks again so much, guys. I hope you have a fantastic week. Keep supporting, keep growing, keep building, keep staying safe, and keep staying healthy. As always, again, I'll see you back here next time, same time, same place. Bye.